many twists and turns to the story, and the psychological aspect of this is, of course, very interesting as well, and very interesting to our guest here on a Tuesday morning, 12 minutes past the hour, and that, of course, is Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services in East Lansing at drjohnb.com. Good morning, Doc.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
I've had more than one lawmaker, current lawmaker, off the record talk to me in the last week or so, and especially in the last few days, and say that they believe that Todd Corser is a classic sociopath, and that's the way they were describing him. Now, they're not experts, and they're not doctors, and they're not psychologists or anything the above, but they certainly are around human nature, and they're part of it, too. What is your you've watched this thing unfold over the last 10, 11 days. What do you think?
Well, I guess you said twists and turns just before, and I believe we really do need a lot of facts here, more facts. I think you can take characteristics of a sociopath. We'll just take that as an example. You know, the manipulative, cunning, the pathological lying, of shallow emotions, incapable of love, often glib, superficial. And if we find that the behaviors of the person, okay, in question here, we'll just say the representatives here, if they fit those characteristics and their behaviors and what they do, then that would be very bad, okay? That would certainly show a total lack of trust and inability to really work with these people in any way that would at all be fair and reasonable to the population. Now, I'm not trying to say that's true in this case,
nope.
But when you do see twists, turns, are people lying to do things, if an aide is coming out and saying certain things, if all of this is true, if all you hear of the negative, then that would certainly appear logically to be a conclusion that you could come to. Now, in fairness, we don't really have all the facts. We don't know if we have an angry staff person. We don't really know if there is blackmail. But if none of this is, if what the representative is saying is not true, like in the case of Todd, then you could certainly, if you look at the characteristics of the sociopath, then the person would clearly fit into that category. But I'm certainly not trying to do that, but into that diagnosis. But if people are saying that to you, and if all the things fit together, then you could certainly make that diagnosis. And that would be something, obviously, a psychologist would do
right,
if it ever came to that point, legally or whatever it might be.
Right. And, Doc, we haven't come close to reporting all the things that we've been told in this, and I know this holds true for others too, because we're not able to corroborate and independently source X, Y, and Z, although some things have been done that way, and certainly we'll get into more of that later in the show. Well, we've discussed recently the effect of fatherless homes in America and the problem of that, especially in the last 50 years. It's always been out there. That's been, you know, it isn't a brand new issue, but it certainly has become a big issue when you look at the data, the numbers. So, you know, we've discussed the problem. What are some of the, and I know you have a take on this, what are some of the solutions?
Well, I think there are three. If we look at the individual responsibility, we look at family responsibility and society, I think there's some definite things we can do. What I see this as almost happening silently from a media communication point of view. What I mean by that, we are gradually getting millions more and more of fatherless homes, which of course leads to often younger women without income, without good income, raising the children. The children, all the data clearly is showing really a high percentage of these kids have a lot of problems. So what can we do as individuals, okay, as a person? I think we have to look in the mirror and we have to be responsible. I know that sounds like a funny word, but we do. To have a child, you really can't pay for and can't look after emotionally and physically and financially is really irresponsible. And we really need to be having people really believe that and see it. That certainly was the case in the past. And you're going to find many persons now don't even have children till their 30s because they're trying to get things together financially, professionally. And those kids, coming from married homes often, are the ones that are going to be doing well. So we really do want the individual to be seeing the need to be responsible prior to having a child. I think the idea of having some type of protection or even abstaining from sex when not married or committed to a long commitment would be another form of self-responsibility. Ideally, finishing high school, preparing for a career, begin working and begin becoming financially sufficient, seeking a mate full-time, fall in love, having children, and look after them. Now, you could say, well, Dr. Bhatia, that sounds pretty dramatic. Well, those really aren't too dramatic. Those are things that responsible people do and people that do that really want to have a family and want to have the real joys of parenting and have family life. Now, I think as a family, what we need to do, whether it's one parent, two parents, whatever, whoever it might be, we need to be promoting responsibility in our children, promoting full family values. We need to have religious or strong moral codes. We need to be promoting education, promoting respect for adults and authority. Now, those are things that families do, good families do, effective families do. As a society, we need to be promoting personal responsibility. We need to be promoting societal responsibility in terms of society making good decisions and trying to promote families in terms of promoting good education opportunities. And then we really need to be promoting the benefits of marriage and raising children. I think you and I would agree that having a good wife and having a good children or trying to raise your children to be the best they can be, that this is really critical. And even if you're a single parent, whatever combination you might be of living in a home, the child being raised by a family, whatever it might be, if we can promote the benefits of a strong marriage, of raising children responsibly and good code, moral code, call it what you will, then I think we're really doing our good job. We're not looking for responsibility, you know, perfection. We're looking for people trying to do the best we can. So I believe if we want to stop fatherless America, we really do need to have individuals work on themselves. We need to have society involved. We need to have family involved. And I'm just not seeing a real concerted effort nationally as the numbers of fatherless homes continue.
Do you, before we let you go, do you see, I look at that triangle there you laid out, you've got individual responsibility, family responsibility, society's responsibility. Do you skew, are those equal as they go with the child in the middle, or do you skew heavier on one to the other? I mean, do you skew, is one of those the most critical?
I think first, it's the family, okay? If you have the family promoting it. Because I have no doubt that if you have a parent, I mean, I'm talking ideally, you want to have two parents, two people raising them. But if you can have a home, doesn't matter the income, because we can see a lot of children from poor homes really doing well. It's what's promoted in that home, education, difference between right and wrong, doing the best you can do. If that starts there, then the individual can be working on self. It's hard for an individual raised in an environment where these values are not promoted to really find the right road. Now let's talk society. Society is critical. See, they're really all critical. I think the home, though, is where you really get it. Then I think society, and finally the individual has to say, I'm going to take control of my own life. I'm responsible for my own life. Any life I bring into this world, I'm going to be responsible for, and I'm going to try and find someone that I can love, care for, and raise a child and really have a good, responsible, fun life. And there's nothing better than having someone you really love, you care, you live with, having children, raising them, watching them grow. In fact, I just found out Friday, I have a new grandson coming, by the way, my son. And
congratulations.
When those moments when tears come to people's eyes because they had a cake, they cut it open blue if it was going to be boy, pink girl, kind of the old way to do things, and there it was. So those are moments, Dave.
All right. Dr. John Bracci, of course, Regional Psychological Services there in East Lansing, and his website for the podcasts, which are up there, all of these podcasts are there. A lot of different topics with drjohnb.com. That's the place to go, Dr. John B., as in boy, there. And, you know, maybe it will be a boy, maybe it will be a girl with your grandchild, but either way, it'll be a blessing for you. Thanks for being with us again, Doc. Have a wonderful day.
One thing, we know it's going to be a boy. How does that sound?
Oh, there you go. Okay, I forgot the modern age, the fascinating modern age we live in. Well, there's no guesswork, but that's okay. Right. DrJohnB.com is the website. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Very good day. Bye-bye.